Hey there, good morning, Brock Hunter.
Howdy, old neighbor.
8:14. Thank you for hanging out. Let's see, today, got a chilly start, but that's going to warm up a little bit. Sunshine this afternoon, high of 40. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low of 32. Winter's here, man.
I just watched a home improvement marathon the other day.
Oh, you did you?
Dude, that show is timeless.
It is.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
The Tool Man. I watched the one where he was racing Bob Vila.
Oh, nice. On the lawnmower?
With the lawnmowers. Yeah, dude, the Bob Vila bits are hilarious.
It's so great.
Hated Bob Vila.
Just damn that Bob Vila. God, is Bob Vila still alive?
I don't know. What happened to Bob Vila?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, now I got to look it up. Hold on. Is Bob Vila...
He's got to be still kicking. You'd think you'd hear about it.
I like the second one on my... Google search is the best. Whenever you start typing something and the autofill, the second one is Bob Vila Mexican. What?
What? What are other people typing?
And the funny thing is, that's enough of a search that it comes up as the second in queue.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, Bob Vila. There he is. God, this old house. What a great show.
Yeah.
And then Home Again, he did from 1990 to 2005. Yeah, he's still alive. He's 72.
Just beat the Tool Man's ass and everything.
Everything. Did it right. I'll take the Tool Man
the,
over.
The best was Al Borland loved Vila.
Oh, he loved him. He loved him. Just pissed him off. Thanks, Bob. Well, I'm good. I'm glad to see Bob Vila is still alive. He's 72. Wow. Probably still building houses.
Yeah, for sure.
Still kicking Tim the Tool Man Taylor's ass.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
Hey, Florida man was...
Big surprise.
Was armed with a set of bongo drums... he was hungry.
I think I read this story.
So he went and got a meal, but he was naked.
Naked bongo man.
The guy, whose name has not been released, rode his bike. God, riding a bike naked?
Hey.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to sit on a bike seat naked.
Yeah.
Ugh.
A little sticky.
Yeah, listen. I mean, I guess it would... It's probably a good fit in there. Anyway, he rode his bike to the closed eatery and slipped in through an unlocked gate before snatching a few items from the storage shed. He wandered into the kitchen and cooked up a package of instant ramen, which he brought with him. He sat down completely nude, ate his meal before taking some time out to drum, playing his bongos.
All right, so we got a naked guy riding his bike.
Yeah.
With bongos, ramen noodles. I'm willing to bet the guy's completely harmless.
That's the thing. He left without stealing anything, so the owners of the restaurant opted not to press charges on the guy.
You know?
That's fair. Where did he have a basket on his bike? Where was he holding the ramen and the bongos? That's the real question. Where are you putting ramen if you don't have pockets?
Well, the sun don't shine, Brock.
I guess. There's a lot of unanswered questions in this.
Yeah. We need to interview this guy.
Yeah. Where's he at? I mean, if he has a basket, it makes sense. Okay, basket on the bike, bongos, ramen in the basket.
Mm-hmm.
Naked, I don't know why. There's no answer to that. Maybe he's got one. Maybe he got hot while riding his bicycle in Florida.
Yeah.
That could happen.
Yeah.
It's very muggy down there.
Usually these guys in Florida are all jacked up on meth. This guy just seems like he was just stoned.
You're not going to eat when you're high on meth.
No. You know?
I'll
let the guy go.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's fine.
Just use a microwave. He just need a microwave. And wants to eat his ramen naked and play drums naked. Who knows? Not for me to judge.
No.